Morning, everyone. As some of you may already know, the staff are away on a retreat in Beijing. So the board have the privilege of sharing during this EMP this week. So the word that I'm going to share today is from Matthew 14, verse 22 to 33. So if you could turn there with me. Matthew 14, 22 to 33. So immediately he made the disciples get into the boat and go ahead of him to the other side while he sent the crowds away. After he had sent the crowds away, he went up on a mountain by himself to pray. And when it was evening, he was there alone. But the boat was already a long distance from the land, battered by the waves, for the wind was contrary. In the fourth watch of the night, he came to them walking on the sea. When the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified and said, "It is a ghost," and they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Take courage, it is I. Do not be afraid." Peter said to him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." And he said, "Come." And Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water and came toward Jesus. But seeing the wind, he became frightened and beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately, Jesus stretched out his hand and took hold of him and said to him, "You have little faith, why did you doubt?" When they got into the boat, the wind stopped. And those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, "You are certainly God's son." Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father God, I thank you for this beautiful morning that you brought us here together, Father Lord. I pray that you use me to convey your message and that each one of us would have the right heart and ear to receive your word, Father. I lift up this time to you in Jesus' name. Amen. So most of you are probably pretty familiar with this passage of Jesus walking on the water. This story happens right after Jesus fed the 5,000 with five loaves and two fish. So let's take a closer look. On verse 22, it says, "Jesus immediately made the disciples get on the boat and leave while he sent the rest of the crowd away." And the reason for sending them away abruptly explained in John 6:15, where it says, "When Jesus therefore perceived that they would come and take him by force to make him a king, he departed again into a mountain himself alone." So the crowds were actually getting really like a mob-like, that where they wanted to take Jesus by force and make him a king on earth, not on a heaven, right? So he felt that for the safety of the disciples and for himself, that he made the disciples go away immediately. And he retreated himself to the mountain to pray. So he then goes up to the mountain to pray until the evening, while the disciples are battling the winds for many hours. It says the fourth watch of the night, which will probably be like 3 a.m. in the morning. So that's mentioned in verse 24. So the disciples were probably very exhausted by the storm and even mistakes Jesus standing on the water as a ghost. So we too find ourselves in the storms of our lives, whether it be sickness, insecurities of our job, relationship with one another, or our finances. We may be terrified and fear. But in verse 27, Jesus says, "Take courage, it is I, do not be afraid." Here, "it is I" is the same "I am" God uses to declare his name many times in the Bible. He encourages us and provides strength by confirming it is God that provides courage. We don't know when the storm will rage in our lives, but having the understanding that God is with you, and by going through the storm, we can grow in faith and experience a full and abundant life. Then in verse 28, Peter asks the Lord, "Command me to come out to you on the water." When he hears Jesus say, "Come," he takes the step of faith, out of the boat and out onto the raging sea. He takes a couple of steps, and as soon as he takes his eyes off Jesus, he starts sinking. So Sorry about that. So I had my test of faith earlier this year when my wife, Christina, had brain hemorrhage. I had faith all along, but it was never tested in such a way. As I waited at the hospital on that Monday morning, while she was going through MRI and other tests, so many different thoughts went through my head. And doctors even told me to prepare for the worst. I'm not even sure why they would say such things. But I was drowning in total fear, fear of losing, possibly losing her as well. And just the fear that Peter might have felt as he was sinking in the sea as well. And I don't know how I made it out to the EMP the following day on Tuesday, but it was the only thing that I could do at the moment. To lay everything down and pray to God that only you could redeem the situations. Just as in the passage, verse 31, he prayed to God. He immediately stretched out his hands and took hold of him. When we cry out to God, he is quick to answer and he will take hold of you. He surely gave me peace and assurance that God will take care of everything. I had to take a step of faith in the full healing. And God surely did come through. Christina was assigned one of the top two neurologists in Hong Kong. She didn't have to get any surgeries. We had privilege of having so many people all around the world praying for her. And I even visibly saw her condition drastically improve that one Sunday when SP was praying during the service. And now she is fully recovered because of faith. In James 1:2-4, it says, "Consider pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking in anything. When your faith is tested and you persevere through it, it will make you grow in faith, which may be why sometimes God allows us to face the storms." So let us meditate on the area of our lives where the storm is raging right now and ask God for the help so that you can take the step of faith and persevere through it. Let us not lose sight of Jesus in the circumstances of our daily lives, and he will not rebuke you or for the little faith, but stretch out his hands to help you to overcome. So if Jeff could come up and lead us in worship, let us just meditate on the fact that he's always there with you and that he will reach out his hands.
find rest in my soul. In Christ alone, and know His power in quietness and trust. When the oceans rise and thunders roar, I will soar with You above the storm. Father, You are King over the flood. I will be still and know You are God. When the oceans rise and thunders roar, I will soar with You above the storm. And Father, You are King over the flood. I will be still and know You are God. When the oceans rise and thunders roar, I will soar with You above the storm. And Father, You are King over the flood. I will be still, know You are God. I will be still, know You are God.
Let's go to our community prayer today. Let's pray for those that are going through cancer and chemotherapy and surgery recovery. Just pray that let there be complete healing, and also pray for the families that are supporting them as well, that they would also find strength in Jesus, and that they could take a step of faith, and that the God would just reach over to them. Let's pray for those that have infirmities, but more importantly for the word of salvation to be reached for each and every one of them. Let's just pray that, just the truth be spoken over their lives, and that let there be also healing as well. Let's pray for other infirmities that our body of Christ has. Let's pray for complete healing over each and every of them, Father. Let's pray for our brothers and sisters that are looking for a job. Please pray that they may really be relying on God, and that the time that they have, that they'll be able to manage. And whatever the job that God provides will be unto His in His kingdom. And just give them lots of courage and peace of heart, Father. Thank you. So today, our mission focus is for China, for the Beijing family, for Jesse and the Chang family, and Matt and Nate's parents, and Edie Clark and other churches, and also just pray for SP Beijing and the staff that are going through the retreat in Beijing as well. Just lift them up in your prayers as well. If you could lift up the board, that's Pastor Sam, Lisa, Janie, myself, Brian, Sandro, Max, and Monica as a secretary, that God will just continue to download and give lots of wisdom and discernment as we discuss and lead the church in the right direction. And just for Brian and Sandro, they will be sharing tomorrow and Friday as well, that God would just speak to them for the right message as well. Let's pray for our hospitality ministry, for the welcoming team, and for baristas. We've gone to 3 services, so I think we're still in need of volunteers to come. And as they're the face that, the first face that people will see, that they will just have just a joy and love that just overflows, that all the people coming to church will feel the love and, yeah, just be welcomed. So let's pray for them. Let's pray for our men's ministry, for the Monday morning prayer meetings, and for Pure Desire groups, for our women's ministry, and also for Yaman and Yamama. I think they're meeting this weekend as well. So let's just lift them up, that as we build this community around different groups, that your presence be with them as well. And lastly, let's pray for the house churches that are meeting today. That's Causeway Bay, Elements, Happy Valley, Island, New Condit Road, Robbie West, and Lion Rock and Taihang. That as they meet and share on the word, that let the Holy Spirit really be amongst all the houses that are meeting, and just be with the leaders as they lead and share. That you just give them a lot of anointing, and let's be a wonderful time for our body as well. So Heavenly Father God, I just want to really thank you for bringing each and every one of us here today. Father, I just pray that that we may be able to take courage and understand that even though the storms and the winds are blowing, Father God, that you are there right next to us, ready to reach out your hands and give our helping hand. So I really pray that we, each and every one of us, would be able to take that step of faith and just really persevere through it, that we may be able to grow even more. So I just lift up the rest of the day to you, Father God, and just thank you. In Jesus' name we pray.